Beginning of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. And then look at verse 21, the first part of verse 21, I want you to underline it in your Bible. Do thy diligence to come before winter. That's the text that I want to leave with you tonight. Look at it again. Do thy diligence to come before winter. Amen. We know the Lord will bless the reading of his precious word to all of our hearts. Let's bow in a wee word of prayer and ask the Lord for his help as we come to consider God's truth this evening. Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy presence with us tonight already. Indeed, Lord, we thank thee for thy presence with us today. We praise thee for the Lord's day. And O God, we can truly say that we have known thy presence with us. We have been in the Spirit in the Lord's day. And we thank thee, Lord, for speaking to us through thy word. And O God, we just pray now, as we come to the close of another Lord's day, that as we would open up the book of God, that you would again fill us afresh with the Holy Ghost. O God, how we need thee. We pray, Lord, that you would come and fill us with thy gracious Holy Spirit to preach thy word. We think of those in the meeting tonight who are not saved. And O God, we pray for them tonight especially, that you would draw them to the foot of the cross and save them by thy grace. Save them for time and for eternity. O God, we recognize tonight that time will soon be gone. And then eternity. Oh, eternity. But where will we spend eternity? Oh God, I pray that you would impress upon the sinner's heart tonight the necessity of preparing for that great eternity, that they might flee to Christ, that they might turn from their sin. And even this evening, oh God, that they will close in with the free offer of salvation. We thank thee that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh God, we pray that here tonight, that there might be those who will call upon thee for salvation. Lord, bless us now, therefore. To this end, we pray that you would cover us in the precious blood, defeat the devil. We pray, Lord, that you'll shut out the world. And O God, this evening, that we might know a real sense of thy presence. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. Do thy diligence to come before winter. These words were spoken by the Apostle Paul to young Timothy. Paul's life at this time was coming to an end, and he knew that he had not long to live. Indeed, Paul says as much to Timothy in this chapter. Look at verse 6 of 2 Timothy chapter 4. Paul says, when thinking about his death, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." Therefore, one of the reasons I believe that
Paul wanted Timothy to come and see him before winter was because Paul knew that he probably would not live through another winter. Thus, Paul exhorts young Timothy to make sure that he would come before the winter would set in. He says, come before winter. He says, do thy diligence to come before winter. Men and women, very simply tonight, at the close of this harvest service, I want to take these words that Paul spoke to Timothy, and I want to apply them in the gospel. In this text, we have a very simple gospel message. And I pray that if you're not saved in the meeting tonight, that you will listen very carefully to this message this evening. In the message tonight, I want to emphasize to you the urgency of getting right with God now. The Bible says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. My friend, are you right with God this evening? Are you saved tonight? Have you prepared to meet God? You need to come to Christ before winter. In other words, before your opportunities are gone forever. You see, winter speaks of gospel opportunities coming to an end. And if you're not saved in this meeting tonight, your opportunities to get right with God will soon be over. The harvest is passing. The summer is ending. The winter is coming, and you're still not saved. Would you not get saved tonight? Would you not turn from your sin this evening and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior? Well, that's my prayer for you this evening. And I pray that as we look at this text in the gospel, I pray that you will listen very carefully, and I pray that God the Holy Spirit will take this simple message in the gospel tonight and speak to your heart and to your soul. My friend, your greatest need this evening is to get right with God and to get right with God now. You need to come to Christ and be saved before the winter of opportunity is over for your soul forever. Now, as we look at the text in the gospel, I want you to notice a number of things very simply. I want you to notice, first of all, Paul's desire for Timothy to come unto him. In verse 21, Paul says to Timothy, come, do thy diligence to come before winter. Paul here expressed the desire for Timothy to come unto him. It was an invitation. But it was an invitation with a strong and burning desire for Timothy to come. Paul wanted to see Timothy. Paul wanted to have fellowship with Timothy. Therefore, Paul says to this young man, come. Paul is expressing here a strong desire for Timothy to come unto him. This desire or invitation of Paul to Timothy to come to him, it reminds us of the desire that Christ has for sinners to come unto him and be saved. It reminds us of the invitation of Christ to the sinner that we see in the gospel. You see, the Bible tells us, indeed the Lord Jesus Christ said when he was in his public ministry in Matthew 11 verse 28, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I'm sure that everyone here tonight, both saint and sinner alike, is familiar with the invitation of the gospel, invitation of Christ when he walked upon this scene. See, the invitation of Christ to come unto him and be saved expresses a loving desire to the sinner to receive forgiveness and mercy and salvation. Sinner, the Lord Jesus Christ longs that you would come unto him so that he can impart unto you peace and joy and happiness and forgiveness of sins. And thank God if you were to come tonight and trust him alone as your own and personal Savior, he would give you everlasting life. He would save you for time and for eternity. In Isaiah 1 verse 18 we read, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Do you remember what Christ said to Zacchaeus when he was up the sycamore tree? We read in Luke 19 verse 5, "And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." It was an invitation to come to Christ and be saved. And of course, I'm sure we're all familiar with that wonderful story, because we read that Zacchaeus came down and he went home with Christ. And he was gloriously converted. And praise God, the Lord Jesus could say, "This day is salvation come to this house." My friend, our prayer tonight is that salvation might come to this house. The invitation of Christ to you is to come. Come and be saved. Come and have your sins cleansed. Come and be prepared for heaven and to home, for home. And praise God, if you come, the Lord Jesus will save you for all eternity. In John chapter 6, verse 35, we read, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Even the little children are invited to come to Christ and be saved. Matthew 19, verse 14. "But Jesus said, Suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Have you come to Christ and received his wonderful redemption? The invitation of Christ is a divine invitation. It's a loving invitation. It is an invitation for you to come as an individual. It's a personal invitation. Indeed, look at verse 21. Paul said to Timothy, "Do thy diligence to come." It was Timothy that Paul wanted to come. Notice the personal pronoun, "thy." Do thy diligence to come. Salvation is a personal thing. You as an individual must come to Christ and be saved. Are you saved? Have you come as a sinner to Jesus? Have you received him as your personal Savior? Do you know him personally tonight? Have you come to him personally? Have you, by faith, personally exercised that faith in him? Have you personally repented of your sin? Do you know Jesus Christ personally as your Redeemer? The psalmist could say, "The Lord is my shepherd." Job could say, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth." It was Paul who could say, "I thank my God." Mary said, "My spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Savior." David said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer." And in Psalm 74, verse 12, the psalmist said, "For God is my King." My friend, is the Lord Jesus Christ your shepherd? Is he your God? Is he your Savior? Is he your King? Is he your fortress? Can you look back to that day in your life when you were gloriously saved? Like our brother Eric was talking about just a moment ago. When you trusted Christ alone as your own and personal Redeemer. Well, the invitation of the Lord Jesus tonight to you is simple. And that invitation is, come. Come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest for your soul. Rest for eternity. He will forgive you for your sins. Prepare you for heaven. You'll never be in hell. Your sins, which are many, will be forgiven. But my friend, you've got to come unto him and trust him alone as your own and personal Redeemer. Now, there's something else I want you to notice here. I want you to take a look at verse 21 again. And I want you to see, very simply, the urgency that Paul expressed to Timothy to come. Paul says here, "Do thy diligence to come." Now, I want you to notice that word, diligence. The word diligence in the verse means Attend to this matter with great care. It means to make haste. It means to come quickly. In other words, don't let anything or anyone stand in your way in coming. Come with urgency. Come with diligence. Men and women, coming to Christ and being saved is a very urgent matter. Sinner, you need to come to Christ with all diligence. You need to attend to this matter of your soul's salvation with all haste. Do you realize tonight that you have a soul, an immortal soul? Remember what the Lord Jesus Christ said in Mark 8, verse 36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You have a soul. A soul that needs to be saved. A soul that can be lost. Indeed, a soul that will be lost if you refuse to come to Christ and be saved. You have a soul that will exist throughout the countless ages of eternity. And your soul is the most valuable possession that you have. And as the gospel goes forth tonight again, the message is this: you must come with haste to Christ. You must do all diligence to come. You must come tonight. You must come now. You must not allow anyone or anything to hinder you from coming. The devil will hinder you from coming. The world will hinder you from coming. Your friends perhaps will hinder you from coming. Perhaps even someone in your family circle will hinder you from coming. But my friend, you've got to come. And you've got to come tonight. Again, let me remind you of what the Lord Jesus said to Zacchaeus in Luke 19, verse 5. Jesus said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. And of course, the reason why the Lord Jesus, as he extended that invitation to Zacchaeus, said make haste was because the Lord Jesus was passing through Jericho. He would never be that way again. He was heading to Jerusalem. And of course, we all know what happened at Jerusalem. The Lord was going to be crucified. Therefore, Zacchaeus had one opportunity to get right with God. And that's why the Lord Jesus said, make haste and come down. For today, I must abide at thy house. Well, my friend, salvation is an urgent matter. Why do you keep putting it off? Why do you keep rejecting God's free offer of salvation? Why do you keep on walking out of gospel meeting after gospel meeting? Maybe there are those here tonight and you have sat under the sound of the gospel for many years. Ever from this church was opened, you've come here and you've listened to the message of the gospel. And as you've sat under the preaching of Christ, you've come under conviction of sin. Perhaps there have been times when you wanted to wait behind. You wanted to be saved. Maybe again the Lord this evening is speaking to your heart and you are receiving this wonderful invitation again to your soul to come to Christ and be saved. Oh, my friend, do thy diligence. Don't delay. Don't reject again. The Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And the sad reality is that if you continue to resist the strivings of the Holy Spirit in your life, you might receive your last opportunity. Peter said in his epistle, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Sinner, you must make haste to come to Christ and be saved. Salvation is an urgent matter. Your soul needs to be saved, and it needs to be saved now. Do thy diligence to come. Will you come tonight? Will you come now? You don't even have to wait to the end of the meeting to get saved. My friend, all you have to do is to bow your head now where you're sitting and cry unto God in repentance and faith and ask him to save you and call upon him and he will save you. He will save you now. Right now, as you sit in that pew, praise God, many a poor sinner has been converted through the meeting as the preacher has declared the word of God, even before the preaching has been over, even before the last hymn and the last benediction. The Lord Jesus tonight, he will save you now as you sit in the pew right now. Call upon him right now by faith. Seek the Lord and he will be found. Call upon him and he will save you. And praise God, you'll be able to leave this church tonight knowing that your sins are forgiven, that you're on your way to heaven, and that you'll never be in hell for all eternity. The Lord Jesus tonight says, come, come to me. Come and be saved. Come in repentance, come by faith, but come to me, and I'll save you. But do thy diligence to come. It's a pressing matter. It's an urgent matter. And you must realize that this evening. Because to leave this meeting again unsaved is once again to play with your soul and your soul's salvation. Now, look at the text again in verse 21. There's something else I want you to notice. I want you to notice the danger of Timothy delaying his coming. Look what it says. Come before winter. Do thy diligence to come before winter. Paul wanted Timothy to come unto him before winter. I've already suggested to you the reason why I believe that Paul wanted Timothy to come to him before winter. It was because Paul was coming to the end of his life and his time was short and he knew that he probably would not survive another winter. Therefore, if Timothy did not come before that winter had set in, then he would never see Paul again. In other words, Timothy's opportunity to see Paul would be gone. Men and women, winter speaks of gospel opportunities coming to an end. Winter speaks of no more opportunities. Sinner, the winter is coming. The winter of gospel opportunities will soon be over for you. And that is why you need to prepare to meet God tonight. Sinner, the winter of God's judgment is hastening on. Therefore, you need to get saved before your opportunities are over. You need to come to Christ before the winter of God's wrath falls upon you. You need to flee from the wrath to come. The harvest is passing. The summer is ending. The winter is coming. And you're still not saved. Oh, my friend, come to Christ tonight before the winter comes. Before you miss your last opportunity. Before you die. Before the judgment comes. Before God's Holy Spirit stops striving with you. Come to Christ tonight before winter. Felix, the Roman governor, missed his opportunity to be saved. Felix thought that he had plenty of time to get right with God, but he was wrong. The truth was, his winter of gospel opportunity came to an end sooner than he realized. Acts 24, verse 25, a familiar text, I'm sure, to most of us. Let me read it to you. And as he reasoned, that was Felix, of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Felix trembled and answered, go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. Paul here was preaching to Felix, preaching the gospel, exhorting him to turn from his sin and be saved. He presented Christ to him in all his fullness. And as the apostle preached the gospel and gave Felix the invitation to come to Christ, the Bible says that he trembled. He trembled as he thought of temperance, judgment, and righteousness. Felix came under conviction of sin, but he made a very foolish mistake because he decided that he would get saved at his own convenient season. When I have a more convenient season, I'll call for thee. Little did Felix know that he was getting his last opportunity to make his peace with God. Little did he know that the winter had come for him. And although Felix communed with Paul many times after this, he did not tremble again. Indeed, the Bible tells us that after 2 years, Felix left Paul bound. Oh, men and women, there comes a time, we know not when, a place we know not where, that seals the destiny of men for glory or despair. There is a line by us unseen that crosses every path, the hidden boundary between God's mercy and God's wrath. To pass that line, it is to die as if by stealth. It does not quench the beaming eye or pale the glow of health. The conscience may be still at ease, the spirit light and gay. That which pleases still may please, and care be thrust away. But on that forehead God hath set indelibly a mark, unseen by men, for men as yet are blind and in the dark. Oh, where is this mysterious line by which each path is crossed, beyond which God himself has sworn that he who goes is lost? How far may we go on in sin? How long will God forbear? Where does hope end and where begin the confines of despair? The answer from the skies is sent, ye that from God depart, while it is called today, repent and harden not your heart. The Bible says today, not tomorrow, but today if ye hear his voice, harden not your heart. Do you hear the voice of the Lord Jesus speaking to you tonight? Do you feel the tug of the Spirit in your soul? Well, my friend, God wants to show you mercy because he's a God of mercy. He wants to show you grace because he's a God of grace. Tonight he wants to save you and give you everlasting life and prepare you for heaven. That's why he says to you, come, come unto me. But the winter's coming. Oh, we know literally the winter's coming, isn't it? The nights are closing in. The harvest is passing. Very soon, the frost will be on the ground. The leaves are dying. All the signs are around us that the winter is hastening on. But spiritually, the winter is coming for you. The winter of us, opportunities gone. My friend, when that winter comes for you, you'll be lost if you die without the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. Oh, come to Christ tonight. Come to the Savior before winter. Come to Christ before your opportunities are gone forever. Because remember this, that God says in his word, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Ore Torre was a great preacher and evangelist in the early part of the 20th century. During his gospel missions, he always displayed outside the building or the tent where he was having his gospel mission a poster which said, get right with God. Get right with God. No matter who went to his missions, the first thing they saw before they heard any preaching, the first thing they saw was this massive sign, this massive banner outside the tent or outside the church where he was having his mission. Get right with God. My friend, it's time. It's time for you to get right with God. It's time for you to make your peace with him, because the winter's coming. Do thy diligence to come before winter. Tonight. Tonight is the time. Not tomorrow. Now is the day of opportunity. Not at some other convenient season. Therefore, I would exhort you tonight to seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near, and he will save you. Young person, come tonight. Older person, get right with God this evening. The Bible says it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. We're in the day of grace. The Lord will show mercy towards you this evening because he is the suffering Lamb. John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world." John the Baptist pointed his congregation to Christ the Lamb. And all those who turned to Christ and were gloriously saved made peace with God, found forgiveness of sins, had joy in their heart. But John the Baptist had another message. Never forget John the Baptist's other message. Flee from the wrath which is to come. Not only did John the Baptist point his congregation to the sacrificial lamb, the substitutionary lamb, but he also pointed them to the judging lamb. And men and women, the Bible says that God hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world. The Bible speaks about the day of the wrath of the Lamb in Revelation chapter 6. Oh, today is the day of mercy, the day of grace, the day of invitation, the day of your opportunity. But the winter's coming. And the winter for you might come tonight. Because after tonight, you might have no more opportunities. That's why you need to turn to the Lord this evening. Would you come? Would you trust him? Only trust him now. He will save you. He will save you now. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, we thank thee and we praise thee for thy precious word, for this challenge, for this simple gospel message. We pray, O God, that you would impress it upon the hearts of the sinner. O God, we recognize this evening that salvation is of the Lord. How we thank thee, Lord, that you're able to save to the uttermost all that come to thee. We thank thee, Lord, for the invitation of Christ, the invitation of the gospel message for sinners to come. Oh God, I pray tonight that they will come, that they'll come just as they are, that they'll come in repentance and faith, that they'll come to the Savior, that they'll come to Jesus. How we thank thee, Lord, that you've said, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." Oh, we praise thee, Lord. Many of us here tonight can testify to the day, to the night, to the hour when we came. And Lord, you didn't cast us out. We were poor, guilty sinners, deserving nothing but hell's fire. And yet, Lord, you had mercy on us. Oh, God, we thank thee for your mercy tonight, that you drew us and you saved us. Lord, we pray that you'll save others tonight. And, oh, God, even in this meeting, that you would bring men and women to a knowledge of sins forgiven. As our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, the meeting is almost over. And Mr. Douglas, just in a moment, he's going to come and he's going to lead you in the closing hymn. But I wonder tonight, is there someone here this evening and you're not saved? And yet the Lord has been speaking to you over these past nights, perhaps these past weeks. My friend, would you like to get saved tonight? Now, I can't save you, but I can point you to the one who can. The Lord Jesus can save you. I wonder if there's someone here tonight and you want to get saved. Let me just give you this invitation tonight. If you want to be saved, just put your hand up now and I'll acknowledge it. You can take it down and then we'll remember you in the closing prayer. Is there someone anywhere? I'm the only one that's looking. I'm the only one that can see you. But you want to get saved tonight. The Lord has spoken to you, not only tonight but in past nights. And you realize that now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Is there someone? Just put your hand up now. Wherever you're sitting. Young person? Older person? That's right. Just do it now. And we'll remember you in the closing prayer. Is there someone? Come to Christ tonight. My friend, maybe you couldn't get your hand up. There's a battle going on in your heart. Wait behind. Speak to us at the end. But don't leave the meeting this evening without Christ. Come and trust him.